I'm Brad Cresswell with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Well, a couple of years ago, the Toledo Museum of Art hosted a marathon of the string quartets of Dmitri Shostakovich. That was a great big hit. They followed that up with a Bach Around the Clock, which was 24 hours or thereabouts of music of Johann Sebastian Bach. And then we have this year a celebration of the music of Lou Harrison. Now, these were the brainchild of Merwin Sue from the Toledo Symphony Orchestra in collaboration with Scott Boberg from the Toledo Museum of Art. And those two gentlemen are sitting across from me in the studio. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks so much, Brad. Pleasure to be here.
Thanks, Brad.
So we're talking about Lou Harrison today. This is happening on Saturday, the 12th of August, from noon until 10 p.m., right? Lots of music. There are demonstrations as well. I guess I've heard that the unofficial name of this festival is the Lou Who Festival. So why don't we start out by saying who is Lou Harrison for folks who don't know?
Well, this is Scott. You know, it's been a great pleasure these past few summers working with Merwin. It's always a sonic adventure. And thinking through what are we going to do next? We did Shostakovich, which was intimate, and then the Bach Festival was expansive and 24 hours. And really, we wanted to step back and think of a composer that we wanted to introduce who was important but perhaps lesser known. It was really Merwin who brought forth the idea of Lou Harrison and suggested it.
Yeah.
Well, Lou Harrison, I think one of the things that comes through when you're thinking about Bach is that he is so incredibly important to the Western canon of music. And one of the things that really attracted us to Lou Harrison is he really bridges kind of an Eastern world and a Western world of music. And so while Lou Harrison's very rooted in the same Western canon that Bach was so influential in creating, it still allows us to expand the sonic horizons by featuring something that very much owes debts to an Indonesian world of music or a Chinese world of music. So it felt like a chance to go in a direction we hadn't gone before.
Well, talk a little bit about some of the other guest artists that are going to be appearing on the festival, because you've got some big names that are coming in to perform.
What was beautiful about the lead up to this year's festival is it just was such happenstance, but in a beautiful way. Paul Jacobs was here in Toledo in February, as I recall, performing with the Toledo Symphony Orchestra, doing a piece by composer Michael Dougherty, Once Upon a Castle. So I was here for that performance and had a chance to chat with Paul. And I knew that he had, within the last few years, recorded and performed the Concerto for Organ with Percussion Orchestra with the San Francisco Symphony. And I just said, could we actually play this on the peristyle Skinner organ? He goes, yeah, absolutely. I love that piece. I would love the opportunity to perform it. So that was the first element. And then Third Coast Percussion was in Ann Arbor. I knew one of the ensemble members, Sean Connors, and they had just come off winning the Grammy Award for their Steve Reich album, Music for 18 Musicians. They were performing there, and just chatting with them, mentioned that we were planning a Lou Harrison festival, and their director, David Skidmore, said, "We love Lou Harrison." And as it turns out, they were recording, actually right today. They're in the midst of recording the violin concerto for violin and percussion orchestra with Todd Reynolds, who's a great soloist at Notre Dame. And so they were all primed and ready, all the stars aligned. So what it means is Saturday evening we'll have five Grammy Award winners on stage at the same time.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, there's a lot of other stuff going on as well. Is there a place where folks can go see online what the specifics of the festival are?
You would go to either the museum or the Toledo Symphony. There are links to the Eventbrite page and also Facebook pages for the event that lists all of the concerts, beginning with the chamber music concerts at noon, the film documentary, the gamelan demonstration with Kurt Doles, and then the evening peristyle performance. All of those are listed. The tickets are available at eventbrite.com.
Okay. And, of course, the TMA website is toledomuseum.org.
That's correct.
And there's also a phone number. General information number is 419-255-8000. I want to listen to some music by Lou Harrison now that gives us kind of a real sense of how he was able to put the East together with the melodic sensibility of the West. I remember a quote once coming from him to paraphrase, saying that he always wanted to write music that was listenable or that was beautiful, perhaps, in his words. And I think that this certainly fits the bill. Something very unusual, and I remember bringing it with me from New York back in 2009 because I had first been exposed to his music there, and playing this recording on the air here and getting a lot of comments from people who were surprised at how these two elements fit together so nicely. It's a piece called Mind Bersama-sama, which, interestingly enough, means play together in Indonesian. So that's what they're doing here. This is the Gamelan Sekar Kembar performing with French horn. Scott Hartman is performing that. Music of Lou Harrison here on FM 91. Music by Lou Harrison entitled Main Bersama-sama, which means play together in Indonesian. That piece pairs the Southeast Asian Indonesian flute with the Western European French horn. We heard the Gamelan Sekar Kembar, that ensemble, with French horn player Scott Hartman here on FM 91. I'm Brad Cresswell. In the studio for me, with me today for a classical conversation, are Merwin Sue from the Toledo Symphony and Scott Boberg, who comes to us from the Toledo Museum of Art. They have teamed up along with the Mid-American Center for Contemporary Music down at Bowling Green State University to present a marathon of music by the innovative composer Lou Harrison. This year happens to be the centenary of his birth, which I guess precipitated your decision to go with Lou Harrison. But Merwin, you were telling me during the music that your introduction to his music came with his violin concerto, right?
And actually, it was around the time of Lou Harrison's passing, which was, I believe, in 2003.
Yeah.
I heard some tributes to his music, and then Bob Bell mentioned to me that he had an amazing concerto for violin and percussion orchestra. And I heard this music and just I felt like this had to be performed, had to be played in Toledo. And it's still something that I can't really believe ever happened, particularly in the Toledo Club. We were suspending these brake coils and had this double bass on its side being played with brass beaters and these cylindrical things coming out of guitar bodies that I don't even know exactly what they were.
Yeah.
And these flower pots dangling from gong racks, all this amazingly fun stuff to put together.
Yeah.
And people walked in, their eyes opened, like just opened wide, and what are we going to be hearing? But the thing that's just amazing with Lou Harrison is he has this way of situating these amazing colors that you've never heard before within some sort of framework that immediately makes sense to a listener.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's dance music that you've heard before, dance rhythms that you've heard before. There's almost always a groove in Harrison.
Yeah, and I think that plays into, you were talking about all these exotic instruments and percussion mm-hmm. instruments and found instruments, Harrison inventing instruments throughout his entire life and finding mm-hmm. new ways to make sounds, but always fitting those sounds into the framework of something that you can hang your ear on. Now, he also played around a lot with tuning and with different tuning systems. In the last hour, we heard that piano concerto of his, which uses a different kind of arcane tuning system. It makes it sound a little different, a little foreign, a little strange. But that was always a very important part of Harrison's music. It had that strange, exotic quality. Yet at the same time, you think, oh, I've heard that before. You know, even mm-hmm. in the piece that we just heard with the French horn. it's such a beautiful melody, but then there's this kind of cranky gamelan going on behind it with the bamboo flute that makes it sound very unusual, very foreign, but very familiar at the same time. And I hear that in almost all of his music, don't you think, Scott?
I think, you know, it makes me think of this. My favorite quote about Lou Harrison is from Mark Morris, the choreographer who worked with Harrison on a number of projects. And he said, you either love Lou's music or you haven't heard it yet.
Right.
And there's something that is so joyous about hearing a piece of his for the first time. And it does have that exotic quality, but it makes you feel like you're on this tremendous adventure. That's a positive experience and not intimidating.
For anybody who wants to go to YouTube and plug in Lou Harrison, you'll find lots of videos and lots of resources to help kind of prep you for this concert. Now, you have a couple of chamber concerts during the day. You mentioned the stuff that's going on at night. But there's some great chamber stuff happening during the day. This is happening Saturday, by the way, August 12th, from noon until 10 p.m. And you start out right away with a chamber concert at 12 o'clock. You want to talk about some of the music on there?
Sure. We're using this chance through the chamber repertoire to explore, you know, kind of a wide variety of Harrison's output. From he's kind of with limited instrumental resources, but going through multiple decades. So I think that's a really interesting opportunity to hear some of his earlier works and compare them to some of his later works. I think there's some of the pieces that are very much cast in very Western forms, like the Grand Duo very much owes a huge number of debts to Schubert's fantasy for violin and piano. The Grand Duo, also for violin and piano, makes reference to polkas, to the estampie, which he translates as a stampede, but this old French medieval dance. And you hear these dance rhythms and they just feel like it's like, oh, it's not a waltz or it's not a, but it's something I can understand and I can latch onto that rhythm. Yeah. And it's got, again, these incredible grooves that are so much fun to play. And then we're also presenting a suite for cello and harp with two great Toledo Symphony players, Martha Reichow and Nancy Lendrum, and the Varied Trio, where Michael Boyd and I will be joined by Nick Dion on percussion. And that's just been so much fun for us to kind of get to know. And Nick was talking about how he got to go into Walmart and choose these baking pans specifically for their resonance. So he's kind of walking in, banging these baking pans and trying to see what exactly is the right pitch. And I kind of vaguely wish I was there filming the entire thing. But so there's this beautiful moment that I love, because in the Varied Trio, there's this one movement where there's these Chinese porcelain rice bowls that are tuned, and the violin only plays two notes, so I get to kind of lay back and watch Nick play these great this great rice bowls melody.
You mean you play two notes over and over again, or
notes? Yes, okay. just a B and a D pizzicato. You know, wow. I'm like a mockingbird or something, or just some sort of continually interrupting. But it's a very fun
it's like,
movement.
It's like the bass line in Pachelbel's Canon,
something like
keep repeating over and over again.
Yes.
Well, it's definitely music that deserves to be heard, and you're doing a lot to bring it to the community this Saturday afternoon. But we'll also hear some of it again right now. This is some other chamber music that I don't believe is on the program, but this is a great piece nevertheless. The Suite for Violin, Piano, and Small Orchestra, Lou Harrison's music performed here by a freelance ensemble, Robert Hughes conducting, and the violinist is Lucy Chapman Stoltzman. Thank you. The Suite for Violin, Piano, and Small Orchestra by Lou Harrison. We heard a freelance ensemble there, directed by Robert Hughes, and violinist Lucy Chapman Stoltzman. It's Afternoon Classics. I'm Brad Cresswell with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Coming up on Saturday, you have the chance to hear Lou Harrison's music live and locally at the Toledo Museum of Art. It is a marathon of Lou Harrison's music, starting at noon on Saturday, lasting until 10 p.m. Lots of wonderful events, not just music, but also a film, some talking, and there's also a demonstration of the gamelan. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. I'm joined by Merwin Sue from the Toledo Symphony and also by Scott Boberg from Toledo Museum of Art. We've been talking about Lou Harrison's music, and Merwin, you told us how you became introduced to it and some of the stuff that we're going to hear. But one thing we haven't talked about is the involvement of Bowling Green State University's Mid-American Center for Contemporary Music, which is headed up by Kurt Doles, and he was sort of the third cog in this set of wheels here for the Lou Harrison event. So what has been Kurt's association with this project?
Well, Kurt is someone that's been he's been a great person to work with over the past few years. He was our primary collaborative partner on the Alarm Will Sound performance of the John Luther Adams 10,000 Birds back in April.
This was an event where people could get up and wander around while they performed all over the peristyle, right?
That's right. It was an outdoor piece that was moved indoors because of weather, but the peristyle, for those who know the space, was this magical outdoor experience. So the inside turned outside. It was a magical evening. And one of the things that was important for us to include in the Lou Harrison Festival was the gamelan. Mm-hmm. And Kurt,
Tell us what the gamelan is, just for people who don't know. It's a percussion ensemble from Indonesia. Mm-hmm. We heard a little bit of it earlier in some of the music that we just played. But it has a very distinctive kind of ringy sound to it, and there's a lot of percussive energy going on within the context of the gamelan. But it's more than one instrument. It's like an ensemble of instruments, right?
That's right.
Well, it's almost this sense of community. It's this sense of community as orchestra in a way. Whenever I think of the gamelan, I feel like there's this sense of being surrounded by sound. This like shimmering percussive aura. Yeah. And I think it's something that's influenced a variety of composers. I think it was the Paris World Fair where it first kind of made its way to Western composers' ears, and many, many people were influenced by that, but really none to the degree that Lou Harrison did in terms of authenticity and really attempting to really be true to that tradition.
Yeah.
And so when he worked both with authentic Javanese and Indonesian gamelans, but also creating an American equivalent by taking materials that were available, which he would find everywhere, junkyards, traditional percussive elements, and combining them to create something that he felt was true to the spirit of an Indonesian gamelan, but that felt uniquely American.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Scott.
Well, what was interesting about Kurt is that as a composer, even before he came to Bowling Green, is that Kurt met Lou Harrison, and it was Harrison's interest in the gamelan that was personally inspiring to Kurt. And the reason, and Harrison is the reason that there's a gamelan at Bowling Green. So it was important for us to include a demo. It won't be a full concert. The summer didn't allow us an opportunity to pull together a full gamelan ensemble, but Kurt is going to be there with the instrument 4:30 on the peristyle steps outside on the terrace, weather permitting, or inside the lobby, and he'll talk through the instrument because we really wanted to introduce this instrument to people here for the festival.
Well, that's great. That's happening at 4:30 during the festival. And you're also showing a film about Lou Harrison called A World of Music in the Little Theater. So this really is kind of a movable feast of Lou Harrison, not just concerts, but other media as well that folks can partake in. Well, it's happening on Saturday, August 12th, begins at noon, runs until 10 p.m. Do you expect people to come and go through the whole gamut of the Lou Harrison experience? Or can they sort of come and pick and choose what they please?
There's modular ways to experience this.
Yeah. You can buy just chamber concert tickets. You can purchase just evening Paris-style concerts. But so far, people have been opting for the all-festival pass, which is very exciting for us to see that, that people are opting. Unlike the 24-hour experience, we called upon people for the Bach Around the Clock Festival last year. This is a mere 10 hours. So.
Yes.
We're really scaling down this year.
Yeah. If you made it through Bach, then this will be a complete breeze.
Yes.
Folks can go to the website at toledomuseum.org, and you said that tickets are available on Eventbrite. Is that right?
That's correct.
So how do people find that? Eventbrite.com?
Eventbrite.com. Search for Toledo Museum of Art, Lou Harrison.
Okay, great. I want to thank both Merwin Sue from Toledo Symphony and Scott Boberg from Toledo Museum of Art. Sounds like a wonderful event, and we have a little more music by Lou Harrison for you now. This is the Largo Movement from his piano concerto that we heard earlier. Worth hearing again, as always, here on FM 91. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.